innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 291.
I farted.
Wow. And joining me today, I got Brian.
What's up?
And I also got my my ever fartingly child over here, Ariana. Little Miss Fart Lady over here. Or Miss Gross a lot, like I could call it sometimes. So what's good, Brian? How you doing, man?
I'm good. I finally have my voice back, and it's really nice to have my voice back on the day that I record this.
Yes, it is the best. It is the best. I'm glad you got your voice back. Unfortunately, Ariana doesn't know why your voice went away.
So, what were you doing?
Well, if you must know, Ariana, my voice was gone because just learn to read lips, child. Learn to read lips. The reason why I lost my voice was because Monday night I finally got to see live music again.
Yay,
for the first
music.
Time since Alter Bridge in 2019.
That's a long time, dude.
It's almost 2 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, and what better way to start my live event journey again?
Mm-hmm.
Musically, because it's not my.
Of course.
This is actually my second live event since the pandemic. First one, this
but
year.
It's your first live musical event this
live
year.
Live first music event since the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
And that was. Fozzie at the Gramercy Theater.
Ooh.
On Monday the 11th.
Got a lot of hair.
So that was a spectacular show. The thing about Fozzie is they've had a revolving door of artists, or in their case, band members be part of them. It's only ever really been Chris Jericho, Billy Gray, and Rich, the Duke of Metal Ward, as the trio, right? But I've seen other people play bass and drums for them.
So do they have just like a revolving door all the time? So like
not
everywhere they go, they have somebody else?
Not all the time, but it seems like recently like their drummer departed in 2020. He left early and then like came back for a while and whatnot, but I feel like their bassist always changes. Fozzie, they have a drummer who reminds me of a crossbreed between Travis Barker and Tommy Lee, and their bassist, this dude PJ, I was like, I know this guy. Why do I know this guy? He's the fucking bassist for Rubik's Cube, the 80s cover band.
Holy shit, okay.
Yeah, and I've seen, so I'm like, oh, that's why I know him, because I've seen that band a couple of times live.
Nice.
When Jericho was like, he's from Jersey, and it took me a minute, you know? And then, like, later on, like, yeah, that's the dude.
That's pretty awesome.
So, and if you rewind back about 15 years ago, Jericho had some indie music project on, like, not IFC, but one of those other indie things. And he discovered this local bar playing band called ZO2.
Mm-hmm.
And ZO2, they opened for Jericho at BB King's in, like, 2007 or something.
Okay.
Or maybe 2013. I've seen this band five times. Wow. But, like, they opened for him at the show one time, and like, so it's nice that like he pulls locals that know the music, and so
that's pretty awesome.
And the thing about off-brand Tommy Lee is that, I guess we'll call him Tommy Barker. His real name is Grant. But, like, this dude, because he's the youngest member of the group, you know, he has that, like, youth speed.
He has all that energy.
He made them sound metal as fuck.
That's awesome.
Like,
that's kind of like like the new drummer for Trivium. He is a lot younger than most of the band. The most of the band, they're in like, they're in their 30s or probably early 40s.
Yeah.
And their drummer is literally like 25 or 20, like in his early 20s.
It's sort of like when fucking Rob Trujillo joined Metallica. They're all old.
Exactly.
Like 15 years younger.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's like, and Lars, you could finger pick that fast? He's like, yeah. So. Mm-hmm. When you got youth in the in a old band, like, it just rejuvenates the band and wants them to be better and faster. And so, like, Fozzy played a solid set list, including 5 new tracks, 2 were covers, but they played this, like, really, like, metal as fuck show. But it wasn't just a tour. Now, Fozzy.
Why wasn't it just a tour?
Because Fozzy, while they've been around for generations now, that I saw that my first show was a little over 20 years ago.
Your first Fozzy show was little 20 years ago? Jesus.
Yeah.
Really?
When I it was just their, that. It was their self-titled Fozzy album, which was only covers. Because Fozzy, and if you guys want to read, I'd actually just released an article on my website that I talk about the history of Fozzy a little bit. Fozzy was originally created to be a parody band based off of Ozzy Osbourne, because they were fans of Ozzy, and they were originally titled Fozzy Osbourne.
Nice, I like.
They
it.
Had like a whole like. Backstory and shit. It was wild. Like, Jericho was Moon Goose McQueen at one point.
That's hilarious.
Right? And then later transitioned into a legitimate band, but like music of their own.
Okay.
So yeah, my first Fozzy gig was at The World at WWF New York. And I bought a shirt that said, "We are huge rock stars." And literally, I know 20 years later, they'd actually be.
Of course.
But this wasn't any particularly special Fozzy concert for me, like whether it be the first gig back to live or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This Fozzy show was part of the what they called Save the World Tour.
Okay.
And which I think is a clever name for a tour. And also it was presented in front of all the New York fans on what Jericho called Fozzy Friday, even though it was a Monday, because he wanted to thank everybody for coming out on Monday. It was the gold record for Judas.
Oh, yeah.
Because Judas, the song, has well over 75 million streams.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Over 75 million hits. And that is a milestone and a half in such record timing. Even though the song is 5 years old, but if you think about it,
it doesn't seem like it was 5 years ago.
Right? But the song came out May of 2017, and he had a whole bunch of career changes within that time frame. Granted, of course, in October you had the album come out, and then everything in between. But then, like, AEW was formed in 2019, and Jericho only comes out to his song, which is it's about time he uses one of his own fucking songs for his theme song. Now that he's actually allowed to, which that's a story for another podcast. But like the Suplex City Geeks. Yeah, there we go. We plugged our show.
Yay.
Plug. So basically Jericho has Judas, which has been one of the most like,
that was their biggest hit.
Songs.
It was their biggest hit so far.
It's their biggest hit. And so there's a reason why that song is gold. And so it was nice to actually see why they got this gold record. being a fan for so many years, since the beginning, and knowing that from that shirt of the huge rock stars that they would eventually become greatness. It's almost like I saw it, you know, like just stick with them. And I'm like, all right. Yeah. And
you had it written, it was written in the sands pretty much.
Pretty much. And like, yeah. Sure, band members come and go, but like, that's how music is. But also, mm-hmm. if you look at what they've accomplished within that, they climb that ladder to get to where they are. And they have an 8th album coming out in May called Boombox, which I can't wait. Because they actually, at the tour, I don't know if this is going to be on the album, but so on the screens in the background, they had like little clippets of like anime and like different movies and whatever per song. But all of a sudden the screen goes black and just three words hit the screen. And it says, Fozzy say relax. And they covered relax. And I'm like, okay, this is dope. I did not expect this.
That's pretty dope. That is really pretty rad.
There was a solid cover. They closed the night with Dirty D.
I highly doubt that's going to be on the album, but
you never know. Really cool.
Yeah.
What's
the thing now is that like a lot of these bands are doing cover songs of old songs. You know, they're doing cover songs for the most part.
What's great is that at the end of the night after they played Dirty Deeds, Jericho was like, wow, you got like we played 5 new songs and you guys didn't use the restroom. This is great.
That's awesome. Hell yeah, because usually when you got the new songs, people tend to
they're like, we're gonna go pee.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck about these new songs. Just keep fucking go away. Come back later.
But their new songs are really good. We've heard them before. I Still Burn, Nowhere to Run, and Purifier are the definitive tracks that are going to be on this new album, which are all like amazing tracks. And they're sticking with this style play, like the Judas Painless style thing. So Fozzy, I wrote an article as I mentioned, and shout out to Fozzy for retweeting my article today.
Hell yeah, dude, that's awesome.
That was great.
That's fucking great.
So I hope you guys enjoy every word. I wrote it with all my heart and care for this band, and congrats for
it's definitely a really good album. Definitely a good read. Definitely one not a good album, but it's a good article. Good read.
And one thing I didn't know was that when Jericho was giving his appreciation to like everybody, whether it be like the fans and people like in his like crew and lifetime, he and the guy that signed him, along with his late partner, one of their first signings was a little band known as Metallica.
Oh, nice.
And their last signing was Fozzy.
Interesting. Okay.
So, I mean, that's pretty fucking dope that, like...
That is pretty cool.
They got signed by the same guy that signed Metallica, saying, like, you guys are going to be good. Like, watch. Nice. Or great, I should say. Yeah. And they've never disappointed. And so that's why my voice is finally back.
Good. Good. That's very, very... It's good reason.
You deserve it. Fozzy. Thank you.
And then, of course,
singing Painless, and every other track that I knew the words to.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So, like, an amazing show. So I found out about the show, as I spoke about last time, like a couple of days. I found out about it the night we were going to record episode 290, and like I immediately took one of my friends who sadly got banged up in a car wreck. He's good, so we're glad he's not dead.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So took him to the show, who he had never seen before, but he's a wrestling fan. He's a Jericho fan, AEW fan. He's a music fan. He's sort of a Fozzy fan, but never seen them live. And he was like, oh my God, this show was amazing.
That's awesome.
So we went out to dinner. We missed the first two acts. He had 3 openers before they played.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. But the one act I'm really glad I didn't miss was this band called GFM.
Mm-hmm.
Who's, my buddy Swift was like girlfriend material.
No, that's not what it means at all. No. The real meaning for GFM is a gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which were the gifts that were given to Jesus on his birth.
So, right.
Yeah.
So
that pretty much solidifies it's a Christian rock band. Yeah.
But you know what? It didn't matter.
It's not bad at all.
They had an amazing sound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were sisters, right? And it was one played guitar and also sang. The other one played drums, and the other one played like the backup guitar, or I guess the lead guitar. And mm-hmm. like they really impressed the fuck out of me. They did maybe like a half hour set.
Mm-hmm.
But like they blew the roof off the place. They got us hyped for the next band, which would be Fozzy. And like it's cool because they did like a charity thing. It's like they
oh nice.
They got to like you got to win a PRS guitar.
Mm.
So like I didn't get to sign up for it because by the time that I would have went down and like chatted with the band and went and plugged our show and whatnot, like it was like, oh, I don't want to miss our spot because I don't want to lose our spot because we're in perfect line of sight to the stage.
Of course.
You know, but shout out to GFM. They were really good. The Save the World tour is ongoing. Check out FozzyRock.com because like you'll just see all of where Jericho's playing and that's who's following him. But also like if you want to just like check them out on like Instagram, the GFM band, they're a lot of fun to like, you know, check out and see what they have coming and everything.
Yeah, I listened to them on Talk Is Jericho earlier this week. What, like after you told me about them, like I saw that they had an episode that came out on there. I was like, oh shit, look at that, very coincidental. Mm-hmm. Like literally the next day after the show, they had them.
Yeah,
he had them on the show. I was like, oh okay. So I listened to it. It's pretty good. They sound like they know what they're doing because they've been playing for according to the show, they've been playing for a while.
Yeah, like they've been playing since they're kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like that they're I like that their style of music is called beautycore.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty metal. Cause,
and like the vocalist was great. Like she had a range, everything from like scream to like you know actual sing. Mm-hmm. The guitarist was really really cool. Like she like at one point, like I was looking the other direction for a second to like see because I have friends everywhere and a bunch of my friends were at the show, mm-hmm. and like the friend I was with was like, "Yo, like look," and I turn over, I'm like, "Oh shit," she's like playing in the middle of the mosh pit.
That's fucking dope. That's really fucking cool.
Yeah, and the drummer, shout out to the drummer because that girl studied some legendary drummers everywhere, mm-hmm. from Tommy Lee to Travis Barker to Neil Peart. To mm-hmm. the late great Taylor Hawkins, to Dave Grohl, like she played in such a way that was like reminiscent of a bunch of legends. Because like when she was playing drums, like she in the middle of her set, one of the stagehands had to keep fixing her cymbal, and like he was doing this thing, and like she did not skip a beat.
That's pretty awesome.
As quick as he was, like she did not skip a beat. And there were a few times where I caught the drumstick flip in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, you study Tommy Lee. Like, all right.
Yeah.
The
crazy shit is that she is the youngest of the groups, of the band.
Yeah.
That's crazy shit.
She's really fucking good. So follow GFM around. They're going places because this band is going to be something special. They already are, but like they're going to be something special.
They're going to be something to look out for.
Yeah. So, aside from getting my voice back and seeing some really awesome music, I've been watching some stuff.
Nice.
I'm caught up on Moon Knight.
Okay.
I watched a few movies. It was on Netflix, and I'm like, I'll watch it because I never did. But Hudson Hawk was on Netflix.
That is a classic, dude. It is not the best movie ever.
It's the worst made for TV movie I've ever seen, but it was really fun to watch.
It really is. It is definitely a fun watch. Especially with the cast. The cast is pretty dope, too. Oh, yeah. Like, Bruce Willis, the fucking...
And Danny Aiello?
Yeah. Danny Aiello's fucking great.
Aside from that, I watched a movie called The Clapper with Ed Helms.
Okay.
Where it's like an indie comedy where he basically played a guy who was like an audience member in all those infomercials and becomes famous because of it.
Okay.
It's him, Tracy Morgan, Amanda Seyfried.
Is he getting bitches pregnant?
Huh?
Is Tracy Morgan getting bitches pregnant?
Probably
that was his line back in the day.
I watched another one with Jake Johnson called Winner Take All.
Okay.
Same like indie drama comedy thing. Pretty solid film. And then I decided to go back in time and watch the Turtles films from 1990, 1991,
nice.
And
1993. Nice. And 1, 2, and 3. Great fucking movies.
I've only ever seen the third one once because when I watched the first half hour the other night, I'm like, that's why I've only seen it once. But
it's campy as hell.
It's campy as hell. 1990s Turtles movie was dark and gritty, and it was really more the comic book movie that we, based on the comic book that we, you know, in movie form.
Slightly, yes.
Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze, my personal favorite movie.
Well, it's your favorite because of Ninja Rap. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. Go Ninja, go, Steve. I made another funny.
Yeah, you did.
So, Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze, was lighter, campy, and it saw Kino, played by Ernie Reyes Jr., replacing Elias Koteas as Casey, Paige Turco replacing Judith Hogue as April O'Neil, and it was sort of like a soft reboot.
Yeah, it was.
But then it's weird because like in Turtles 3, you're the return of Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Elias is back! Yay.
Yeah.
So I got like a half hour into that one. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to bed. And so I'll probably watch more of it later tonight or tomorrow. But I do want to finish it because I'm like, I want to watch all of them.
It's definitely worth the watch. I'll enjoy the fuck out of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also it's weird because the suits changed because the first two movies was done by Jim Henson and company. And then he died and they have a big memoriam in the beginning of two.
Yeah.
And it's a completely different set of suits for the third one. You're like, oh, they look lighter, and they have like age spots now.
Yep, they did.
And three actually welcomed the return of Corey Feldman, because Corey Feldman was in rehab during two, and it's
I forgot about voice. That one.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to hear me rant about the Turtles films, just like text me or not text me, but like you know what I mean. Like,
just message me on the Twitters,
On the Twitters. So
that's aside from all that,
yeah. So like aside from all that, just hanging with the chillins.
Nice.
Unfortunately my two kids got sick over the week.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So like right before we actually started this tonight, my one daughter was like crying because like she had the sniffles and stuff.
Oh.
Because she caught it from her sister, who's feeling better. And
then why can't I blow my nose?
Yeah.
It sucks, dude.
It sucks. So I'm just glad that they're sick now and not at their birthday, because they turn two on Wednesday. And then we got their party coming up next week. So like, I'm just glad they'll like have it out of their system by their actual birthday and party.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know,
just feed them nothing but fucking like DayQuil and NyQuil, you'll be fine.
I'm not gonna drug my children.
Well, you know, it's not like if you're giving them fucking shots shit.
I'm not gonna feed them this stuff. I'll give them this at night when they go to bed.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, they'll be okay.
Yeah, it's just that, they'll definitely be fine.
Yeah. So aside from all that stuff, I don't think I have anything else. I think I'll shut the fuck up now.
Nah, you don't gotta shut the fuck up. It's cool. That's cool. Yeah, Harley joining me now. What's up, Harley?
Nice.
Yeah. So as for this week, I've been chilling. I've been doing a bunch of watching a lot of wrestling. So, you know, it's not a just doing my research before we do the next episode of the Suplexity Geeks. Doing a lot of research because, you know, honestly, like, I love it again. There's a lot of shit out there, but there's also a lot of really good stuff. But I'll save that for another time. Another thing that I watched this week, other than the wrestling, is, I finished watching The Outlaws on Amazon Prime. That is a really, really good show. Stars Christopher Walken, Stephen Merchant, and a few other people. Some people that we've seen before, other people that we haven't. But it's kind of like, it's like what happens when you have random peoples coming together, not necessarily for the best of reasons, because they're all pretty much doing things together because they were, this is kind of like community service for them. Okay. That's the reason that they're doing a whole thing together. So they pretty much get assigned to clean up an abandoned building. And in this building, they start building relationships and stuff like that. And then you start to go into past, into the other people's lives, in each lives. And you start to see where these characters were and where they come from and how they interact with each other. It's really, really damn good. It's a really good story. It gets crazy as it goes along. Really cool, really good ending. I really enjoyed it. So I definitely suggest you guys check it out. Check out The Outlaws on Amazon Prime. Good stuff. And then the other big thing that I watched this week, something that I just saw. I went on HBO the other day and I was like, ooh, let's see what's on here. The first thing that pops up, like, really caught my attention was just a picture, not even a trailer or anything. It was just a picture, and it was for what is it called? The place. Jesus Christ, my brain just went to fucking shit. I forgot the name of it. It's an HBO movie. Why am I drawing a fucking blank? Jesus fucking shit, dude.
The Night House?
Yeah! Fuck, dude. My brain. I'm telling you.
Sorry,
my brain isn't working anymore.
That's also on the list of things I watched.
Yes. The Night House. It's a fucking great movie. It's a really good thriller.
It was one of the better thrillers I've seen in a while.
Yes, it is a really good thriller. But, like, for those that are interested in watching this, a little bit of a thing that I'm going to say, not necessarily a spoiler because you know from the beginning, but there's a lot of sad shit in this movie.
Yeah, this was a sad movie.
It is a sad movie in the beginning. Spoilers at the end. Yeah. Very fucking sad. But everything in between
is a mind point.
It is a mind fuck. It's crazy. Like, at one point I was like, oh, I kind of know where this is going, but I didn't in a way. Cause it, like, you kind of have a feeling, but then you get that feeling and it's like, oh no, there's more. There's more of a reason as to why this is going on.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was like, holy shit. Whoever wrote this did a really fucking good job.
Because it threw
was fucking fantastic.
The acting was fantastic indeed. It threw you in all sorts of directions.
Yeah.
We're like, oh,
because first you think it's a horror movie, it's a thriller, it's like, oh yeah, it's just a mind fuck. No, it's everywhere. It's really damn good.
I did not expect to see fucking dude from Daredevil season one.
Yes. Yes. I was not expecting it either, but I loved it. And the funny thing is, like, I was watching it. I was like, where have I seen this guy before? Where have I seen this guy? And I recently, like, I've been watching Daredevil season one, and I was like, oh, yeah, he's right there. And that's the stand-up spoilers. That's the last episode that I was watching. I was like, oh, yeah, this is the episode that he fucking dies. I was like, oh, there he goes. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was fucking, it's
like, oh, that's Ben.
Yeah,
Ben Yorick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's fucking.
You know, great. he was in it for like a short period, but like his character, his like presence was known in that movie.
Yeah, yeah, and like because he was kind of like the savior in a way. He was trying to be a savior.
He was the Ben Yorick of this movie.
He really was. He really was. And no, spoilers or no spoilers, is like he doesn't die in this one, so you're okay with that. But it is really good storytelling.
Yeah,
really, really fucking good storytelling.
And the blonde, the friend, I was like, why do I know her from? Oh yeah, Barry.
Yeah, that's right. I've only seen the first season of Barry.
Oh, so you gotta watch it.
Yeah, I definitely do have to do that. Yeah, I do have to check that out because it is a pretty good show.
When we finished Barry over on this side, we're like, oh, we can't wait like the few months between season two and three. I did not realize that Barry season two actually ended in like 2019.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they're just now in talks for season three.
No, season three is done. It's going to air.
Okay, fine, whatever. I guess I must have misread something somewhere.
Or you've been in a... You've been like a coma for like the last couple of months.
Probably. I've been, you know what it is? You know what it really honestly is? My brain's been transfixed on wrestling again.
Uh-huh.
Like I was telling you, like every time I'm watching something, I'm like, okay. I watch it and then I'm like, next thing I just look over and I'm like, ooh, wrestling. Ooh, more wrestling. There's just so much of it out there.
That you fallen asleep during a couple of different things recently.
Yeah.
Like WrestleMania Night 2, for example.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because the WrestleMania Night 2 was not the best night. No, like we mentioned before, previously on Suplex City Geeks, we mentioned that, you know, WrestleMania Night 2 was not the best of nights. had a few good matches, but this.
But it's also like, dear WWE, it's like, we don't care about fucking promos and vignettes.
Yeah. Why do you have to throw the vignettes and so fucking long-ass vignettes on top of that, too? Why do you have, like, almost a 10-minute vignette for something that I just want to see? Only get a fucking 10-minute match from it, either. Like, why is it so long?
We don't need two nights of Mania. One is fine.
Yeah. Yeah,
one is fine,
but we're getting another night of it next year. So
yay!
Well, the good thing is that we don't have to pay full pay per view price. So
right
now it's a premium live event, but you know,
whatever.
It's all streaming on Peacock or whatever. So or on any other fucking potential website that's out there. So. So, yeah. And of course, I got the children this week, and besides actually watching stuff, I've also been adjusting to the new job this week. Mostly because I'm reworking things that I used to do before. Now I'm not doing the physical labor of the works as far as printing and stuff, but I'm getting stuff ready for, like, behind the scenes, like, getting stuff ready for printing. Not necessarily doing the graphic design for it, but making sure things are the way they should be before they go out to the customer. And that's my, and I am really enjoying it. It's a little harder because I'm dealing directly with a lot of the marketing people. Okay. So they have specific things that they want and specific ways they want things to be done. And I just have to make sure that, you know, we meet those standards and we get shit done on a timely fashion. So that way, you know, they're not like, oh my God, why didn't I get this when I needed it? Because I wasn't the one in charge of doing that then. Now I am. So, haha, you'll get it on time. But yeah, it's a bit of an adjustment, but it's not a bad one. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be an interesting ride, and I am enjoying what I have so far, and I'm definitely grateful, definitely excited for definitely excited to take a challenge because there's a lot of things that are basically gonna be thrown in my direction in the near future. So I'm excited for it. Yay! Because that's one thing that I also was looking for was a bit of a challenge because I was kind of at a stagnant place at the old spot because nothing really changed. I was doing the same thing every single day for the most part. Granted, right. There were a couple things here and there that I was changing up and doing things just a little bit differently. But now I got to the point that I'm like, I really want to change it. I want to do something a little differently. And I'm there now, so it's gonna be pretty cool. It's, like I said, it's a good adjustment point, but it's gonna be fun. It's definitely gonna be worth it. So, yay, man. Yeah. And I guess now we can get into some geek shit because, of course, you know we've talked about a lot of other random things, but we have so much more geek shit this week. So fucking cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of geek shit this week. For starters,
yeah,
we're fans of Breaking Bad and we're fans of Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
So what better news to have than to have Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston be part of Saul's final season?
Yes. Yes, that is very interesting because, of course, you know, We are fans of Breaking Bad. We are fans of Aaron Paul and of Bryan Cranston in general. Mm-hmm. And I personally was not a fan of the first couple episodes of Better Call Saul. Right. Not because I wasn't a fan of this dude, but the fact that it is a different type of show.
It's a very different type of show, but it took you on a wild journey. It showed you how was it Jimmy McGee became Saul Goodman.
Okay. I still got to jump right into it, so.
The first season, honestly, is like, okay, where's this going?
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you just get into it, and you're like, oh, okay. That's where this is headed.
Okay. That's how I felt with the first two episodes. Like, what the fuck is going on? Because I was like, I don't get this right now. I don't understand. Why is it? I don't know. I was like, I don't know, whatever. Like I said, I saw the first two episodes. I was like, eh, whatever.
Well, like, I mean, in fairness, Breaking Bad was that way too.
I understand, but
not as slow, but it was like, oh, why is this dude in his tidy whiteys like in the desert?
Right.
And
like, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's one of but those it
made
where... it,
but see, but the thing with Breaking Bad made a little bit more sense to me.
Okay.
This one was all over the place. The first couple episodes were all over the place. Like, wasn't there like a dream sequence in one of them, and like it just kept going back and forth between different things. I was like, I don't know. But like, I will give it a shot. Like I said, I will give it a try.
It all adds up to the reasons why this is the way it is.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's the way Vince Gilligan is as a creator.
Mm-hmm. He really is.
I mean. That's why the first couple of seasons of X-Files was better than the last.
That's right, yep.
So.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. But I'm excited to see what they're going to do for this last season of Better Call Saul. So.
Because, like, Saul Goodman has been part of our lives since 2010 or 11. You know, or maybe earlier even. Breaking Bad's been on the it was on the air in a long, like a long fucking time ago. And that's just five seasons of genius. So like I always thought the Better Call Saul show would only have like five seasons because that's what Breaking Bad had. So the fact that it went on for like an extra season, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But I guess there was just that much more story to tell. But also, Bob Odenkirk said, if Vince Gilligan needs me to play Saul again for anything, call me. I'm in.
Of course.
Because that's how much fun he has playing the character.
Yeah, because the thing with Vince Gilligan, he has a really good way of bringing out a character that we don't expect.
He's one of the better storytellers of our generation.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, I might get shit here for this, but Vince Gilligan to me is the TV creator version of James Gunn. They have a beautiful for their storytelling.
I wouldn't say you get shit for it, but yeah,
because they know how to start something, they know how to, they know how to end it.
Yeah, and the good thing is that he's actually sticking to it. He's not like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna do this and I'm just gonna disappear and just let somebody else just take over.
Right.
He basically runs exactly. He runs it from the beginning to the end, and he's like, oh yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. He's like, oh yeah, listen, I'm gonna end this way. And nobody else gonna take over. That's it. That's what it's gonna be. Right.
That's it. Done.
Yeah, yeah. Which is not what a lot of people have done in the past. So it's pretty cool to see that. But I'm psyched for this. I can't wait for this. I'm gonna have a lot of catching up to do before then. But it's gonna be worth it. Absolutely. It's gonna be worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then something else that came out. Something that I was very, very intrigued by. Because I know we had spoken about somebody else being the villain for Blue Beetle.
If not last recently. Week, then like 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
it's very, yeah, very like recent. 2-3 weeks ago, we said somebody was going to be the villain for Blue Beetle. But we got news that Susan Sarandon, the hottie from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, is gonna play the villain. Gonna play Victoria Cord in Blue Beetle. That is gonna be fucking exciting. Because Susan Sarandon's a fucking beast, dude. She's fucking great. Like, I love her and everything that she fucking does, and I'm excited to see her in especially in the in a superhero universe.
One of my favorite movies ever is Bull Durham. So
yeah. Fucking great. It's fucking great. So she's really fucking good. And I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with Blue Beetle, because he's one of those characters that you don't really know much about him other than like in the comics and the TV shows. He's been all over the TV shows, but or the animated shows. But being that they're gonna throw him into the extended universe is gonna be really cool. Like I said, he's an interesting character, especially since he's mostly being controlled by an alien or a robot alien or whatever the fuck it is. It is like an alien though, right? I'm not tripping. Or is it just a robot?
I'm not familiar.
Okay. Well, somebody tell me what it is. But it is something that it's a scarab, pretty much. Kind of what you see in Moon Knight, the scarab that controls him and his powers. But yeah, I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with Blue Beetle, especially since it's a whole new character that we haven't seen before, and the fact that he also has he's a Spanish dude, so it's gonna be pretty cool to see a major Spanish lead. So it's gonna be pretty cool. And I know we mentioned a few weeks ago that HBO Max was planning on doing a Wonder Twins movie. And many people were like, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. But we got news as to who will be playing the Wonder Twins. And this is pretty cool because one of the people that's going to be playing that I'm pretty excited for, KJ Apa, who plays Archie in Riverdale.
Okay.
He's going to be playing one of them. And Isabel May from 1883 is going to be playing the sister in this. I'm not familiar with her either. But I hear 1883 is another really good show. 1883 is kind of like the prequel to Yellowstone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah. So Zan and Jana or Jaina is gonna be played by two pretty decent actors. Like I really did like KJ playing Archie. He was really good in that show. Like I enjoyed, like for the most part, because I want to say the first three seasons of Riverdale, and he was pretty good in it. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with him and her as the fucking Wonder Twins. I want to see what they're gonna do with it and how they're gonna make it work and not just be like just regular comedic, you know, a comedic role like they did had back in the day in Super Friends.
But to go back to what I said about Super Friends on that episode with Family Guy,
mm-hmm.
Peter Griffin, shape of a tampon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see what's gonna happen.
And now we wait.
Yeah, yeah. Was it one of them? Shape of water. Yeah.
All of a sudden, a weird like fish creature comes out.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. But it's gonna be cool. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with the show, especially now it's gonna be on HBO. So they kind of have a good grasp on what's going on in that world.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be pretty cool. It's gonna be pretty cool. I'm excited for it. Another thing that came out. That's pretty fucking cool. Well, not really fucking cool, because I can give a fuck less about a Barbie movie or even a Barbie TV show.
Yeah.
But what's really grabbed my attention is the cast in this. The cast in this is fucking insane.
Like, didn't Will Ferrell just recently sign up for it?
Yes, Will Ferrell is in this, but they also have signed Ben Kingsley, Rhea Perlman, Ryan Gosling, America Ferrera, Kate McKinnon, Simo Liu, who else? Will Ferrell, like you said, Michael Cera, Issa Rae, so many fucking people. So this kind of makes me wonder. What are they going to do with this? Is it just going to be just like a regular one-off type thing? Or what else are they planning to do with this? Is it going to be animated? Is it going to be live action? It's something that kind of makes me wonder right now. I want to know what they're going to do with this. Because, like, I'm not a big fan of Barbie shit, obviously.
No, me either. But you got Scott Evans, Chris Evans' brother.
Yeah. It has a huge fucking cast.
It really does.
And it's not like this huge cast of nobodies. It's a lot of known people in this. So like I'm excited to see what they're gonna go with this. I wanna see what they're gonna do. Of course, you know, it's another thing to sell toys. Because of course, who doesn't want more fucking toys?
Who doesn't want more Barbie?
Yeah, exactly. One of the biggest sellers for Mattel.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool. It's gonna be pretty interesting to see what's gonna happen with this. Especially with, like I said, with the cast that's there. There's a lot of people that you wouldn't expect to see in a Barbie movie. That's like true. Ben Kingsley. Oscar award winning Ben Kingsley.
But in fairness, Ben Kingsley is also part of the MCU, and we never thought that.
Yeah, no, you're right. But regardless, it's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it.
I'm not going to see it in theaters. I'm not going to pay for it.
Oh, definitely not going to see it in theaters. Yeah.
Now that I see that it has a sick fucking cast.
Yeah, it has an insane fucking cast. Something else that's coming to HBO that is actually pretty damn cool. Like, I've read a few of the comics or whatever. But HBO has actually ordered the entire series for Dead Boy Detectives. And this is going to be pretty cool because this is another DC comic with characters created by Neil Gaiman.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck yeah. Give me anything with fucking Neil Gaiman. I'm down.
I'll take it.
Give me anything with Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman is a fucking fantastic writer. And I'm down for it, dude. I can't wait for this shit. A series of courses is going to be coming to HBO Max, so it has Berlanti all over it. Because why the fuck not, right? Because he's been doing shit for a while. Also, mm-hmm. it's going to be having showrunners like the dude that did The Flight Attendants.
Okay.
So he's behind it, too. Of course, Warner Brothers is going to be a 8-part series of ghost stories that explore loss, grief, and death through the lens of two dudes, Edwin Payne and Charles Roward. Two dead British teenagers. Yeah, and their alive friend, Crystal Palace. So it's pretty much a detective story, and it's really dark, and it's fucking dope. I like it. I'm excited for this. Because, of course, like I said, like I've mentioned previously in plenty other times, Neil Gaiman is a fucking man. So give me anything that he does. Because why the fuck not, dude? He's fucking great. So we'll see what happens with this. I want to see it. I want to see it kind of now. Like, give it to me. That's something else that came out that's very fucking exciting. We all know of the Rat Pack. And we've always seen mostly Frank Sinatra all the time. Mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra everywhere. A couple times we'll see what's his face? The other guy. Dean Martin. You see a lot of Dean Martin shit. But one of the Rat Pack that you don't see very much of is Sammy Davis Jr. And we got news that Hulu, who's been doing a lot of really good shit, are going to be working on a series for Sammy Davis Jr. That's really fucking cool. It's gonna be done by Lee Daniels, who does a lot of good shit. He does a lot of good shit. So I'm very excited for this. Also, it's gonna be based on the book by Will Haywood. The book is called "In Black and White: The Life of Sammy Davis Jr."
Nice.
Yeah, and it's gonna be performed by Elijah Kelly, who we've seen in mostly. Musicals and stuff. We saw him in NBC's The Wiz Live and in Hairspray. So it's going to be pretty cool. He's kind of like, I guess, you know, a musical type guy, which kind of fits because, of course, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. was a musical dude. He was a singer and shit. So,
yeah,
I'm definitely excited for this. I'm excited to see this. And I also want to see the fact that, like, they're bringing another character, another person that we've seen in the past, but don't really know much about. Because, of course, unless you're following the Rat Pack and following all the things that, you know, from beyond. Like, it's something that you don't really expect to see, because that's not right. something that I would have thought of seeing. But it's gonna be pretty cool. I'm excited for it. Lee Daniels is gonna be directing the first two episodes, of course, and they're gonna have other people coming in and checking it all out and doing everything for him. So it's gonna be pretty cool. There's no real set date as to when this is gonna be on TV or on Hulu, but yeah, it's coming soon. Very fucking cool. Very fucking cool. Then the other thing that came out, we talked about Christina Ricci being in the Addams Family, or in Wednesday a few weeks ago. But we got news this week that this has nothing to do with Christina Ricci, other than the fact that, like, they're working on a live action Casper.
Right, Casper came out, what, 1993?
Yeah.
And it was Christina Ricci, and then it was Casper the Ghost, voiced by Devon Sawa.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Pullman played her dad.
Yep.
Dan Aykroyd had a cameo as Race the Hints.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My advice, call somebody else. Meanwhile, it's like, yeah, you're the Ghostbuster.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm intrigued, because, like, I frankly enjoy that movie for what it was.
I enjoy the fuck out of it.
You know, like, it probably doesn't hold up to date, but, you know, what real good movie from back then does?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, they can't all be John Carpenter's The Thing.
Of course not. Why would anything compare to that?
Right? But having a live action Casper TV show, I'm intrigued, you know, because, like, Casper's been around for almost every generation. Because the Friendly Ghost dates back to, like, the 60s. So, like, our parents listened or watched, you know, Casper cartoons or read the Casper comics and whatnot. So the fact that we're actually going to get a live action show, I'm intrigued. Now, I wonder if they're going to do some sort of reference to what they had in the 90s or anything like that. It would be interesting, to say the least, considering that the movie is going to be 30. Aish. But, you know, it's going to be on Peacock, so that's pretty cool, because we all love Peacock.
Of course, especially now that everything is on there as well.
Yeah.
But from what, I don't know if you said it, but from what we're seeing about this new version of Casper, it's going to be pretty dark. It's going to be dark and different than what we've seen, like, you know, the regular Friendly Ghost. It's going to be a dark interpretation of it. So it's going to be pretty fucking cool. I like the dark shit, because we could get all the family friendly stuff as possible, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it. I want to see what they're gonna do with Casper.
Because, like as I said a few minutes ago, it's like we've had Casper for almost every generation. So, like, absolutely. I really wonder where they're going to go with this, but I like that Casper didn't die with the 93 movie.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Like, that movie's going to be 30.
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
Holy fuck. I was 13. Yeah. I was 13. I'm going to be fucking, by the time that movie actually hits 30, I'll be 43.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's it's very cringeworthy to see how things come about, especially but it's pretty cool at the same time. Like, oh wow, now something that you enjoy, now, like, you can pretty much say that your kids can enjoy.
Oh, Christina Ricci, absolutely.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, National Treasure, that one.
Absolutely.
Had a crush on her since I watched Addams Family in theaters.
Yeah, me fucking too, dude. Oh my god, Addams Family Values was the first time I saw her.
I think,
yeah,
ways back when we were into goth chicks.
Yeah. That honestly hasn't really changed much. But yeah, I'll take it for sure, without a doubt. Then something else that came out this week that I was very intrigued by. Of course,
I was too.
Yeah, because it's a show that we mentioned that it was gonna be over the next season. They were gonna finish it off after season 5. I think it was.
Yeah, season 5 is gonna be the final season. It's gonna be split up into 2 parts.
Yeah, so we got the, I guess, a final trailer or a full trailer, because we haven't really gotten any real trailers for
it. Right, we've only seen little teasers here and there.
Right, but we got a full teaser, a full trailer for season 4 of Stranger Things.
And oh my god, this looks really the most horror that this show's ever been.
Yes, absolutely, because of course, you know, we've been with these characters for 3 whole seasons.
Yeah.
And we've seen them from pretty much what, elementary school all the way up, or middle school to high school right now.
Millie Bobby Brown was like 11 or 12.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's like 18.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Like she's been Jr.
She's been pretty much just following Godzilla around.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, every one of these kids, I mean, look at Finn Wolfhard. He started on that show and now he's like chasing ghosts.
Mm-hmm. He's chasing ghosts out of the band too.
Yeah, with the most metal name ever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we've seen this cast grow. We've seen the characters that they play grow. Mm-hmm. And like, we went from hating Steve, not you, we love you.
Yeah,
we went
of course,
from hating Steve.
Yeah.
Like going, oh my god, this guy sucks, to mm-hmm. being like the greatest big brother to Dustin's character. You know, and like, this show is gonna end with a bang, because season 4 looks like the most horror movie quality ever, ever, ever.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, and to think we have another season to go after this.
I know.
But, and this is the mind of the Duffer Brothers. So,
mm-hmm.
Who said they only wanted to do 5 seasons, which is great. Right. That they're going to end it on perfect. Their terms.
Mm-hmm.
Because also, how much torture can these kids go through? And also, how
exactly.
How much more shit does this town have? Mm-hmm. But like, everything going on with these kids, I really gotta say that this show, I got a real Fear Street vibe out of this trailer.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, we spoke about this a while back, but like, if you guys haven't seen Fear Street, because Fear Street was what, Halloween of last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you go back and watch Fear Street on Netflix. That trilogy just had something original about it, even though it kind of pulled from like R.L. Stein.
It pulled from everything, pretty much. Well, it is a R.L. Stein book.
Fine, but that's right. But like, it did pull from everything. But so to correct what I was saying, Stranger Things season 4 is pulling from a R.L. Stein novel.
Yes, yes, it is.
Dare I say, I retconned my own flub.
it's okay to flub, as long as you recognize where you flubbed that.
Yeah, but so
recognize the flub is the episode title.
That tracks.
Yeah.
So Fear Street being an R.L. Stein novel, all right, put into 3 really well done movies. And I like how with that you go, oh, but 1883 is the first one. No, that's the last one. You need to watch it in backwards order on purpose.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So the fact that they took this sort of element and threw that into Stranger Things season 4.
Yep.
Seeing that what's her name's character is like sad that her brother was killed. But then there's possibilities that he's alive in the fucking under.
Mm-hmm. In the upside place. Down, yeah.
Upside
yeah.
down. Like, because there's like a flash. I'm like, is that Billy?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And like,
what could it be?
And like, that fucking crazy looking creature at the end of the trailer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I need to know. Mm-hmm. I need to know.
Yeah.
I need
yeah.
to know.
Yeah. Is this a Spider-Verse thingy? Because it could right? be a Spider-Man's.
Who knows? Are they all going to stand there and point at each other?
Yeah. It's gonna be dope. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with it.
Will this show finally bring Barb back from the dead?
I highly doubt it, but it'd be awesome if they did.
I know.
What if it's actually Barb that's that spider looking thingy?
I mean, we don't know.
Yeah. So
endless possibilities.
Yeah. It's never ending. So it's gonna be pretty cool. I'm excited for it. Well, it's never ending, but it's gonna be ending soon anyway. But but yeah, it's gonna be dope. So it's pretty exciting. I want to see where they're gonna go with this. And like, I have nothing else. Do you have anything else for the week, Brian?
No.
Nice. Okay. So go to interestingnews.net. We got a whole bunch of shit. Sometimes, of course, we got this show. We have the Suplex City Geeks, where you can check that out, where we talk about wrestling, nothing but wrestling. Then we got Bryce J Presents. We have It's Pompin. We got the ICDPW Slankets, which is the original version of Suplex City Geeks. And then we also got Comics with a War, Manga Time, Anime World. And so much other shit up there. So go check all that shit out. Go check out InterestingGeeks.net. We got everything everywhere. And sometimes, because of course, you know, we can't just put everything up all the times. But
dare I say we have everything everywhere all at once?
Yeah. You could say that. You could definitely say that. Yep. Yeah.
Wow. Got to use that movie title. Boom.
Mm-hmm. All the time. Yep. Good job. So we got all that stuff over there. Then another cool thing you can find in the place, some pretty cool sponsory places that we have up on the page. One of the places you go to check out some wrestling stuff, of course, we just keep plugging the wrestling, so why the fuck not? Check out Fight TV. Fight TV is a pretty dope fucking place to watch wrestling, because of course, you know, there's a lot of wrestlings out there. Of course, we have the big shows or whatever. There's the big shows that we see all the time, whether it's WWE or AEW. But they also have some old school ROH stuff, a whole bunch of other shit. So go check Fight TV. It's a fun time. So go do that. Then we have Amazon. Get a link to Amazon.com. You get some pretty cool shit, of course. Some shit that we spoke about that we're gonna be getting soon.
Mm-hmm.
Get your Amazon Prime, and then you could watch it later. And of course, you know, we got that stuff, and then we got
Amazon Prime. Check out, Amazon Prime. Check out Jack Reacher.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Reacher.
Yes,
yeah.
Fucking fantastic.
And then something. Sorry, I forgot to mention this earlier. Is something that I just started watching today. On Prime, which is gonna definitely be a solid series. I know you said that you watch Outlaws, which is Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Outer Range with Josh Brolin.
Okay. Ooh, okay. I like Josh Brolin.
It's a sci-fi series based in like the Western area, like, but not like Midwest. You know, like not like Western times cowboy, but like Colorado. Like he's a farmer in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of shit is going on, and it's a good cast too. So check out Outer Range, but you can't do it without, without Amazon Prime.
Of course.
So
go check that. Go check out Amazon Prime. Click that link. Get your first month for free if you don't have it yet. Or you could just get regular Amazon Prime stuff. and you know everything else. Go do that.
And shout out to this Road Dog dude. If you didn't know, your husband better call somebody. Yes, wrestling. Yes.
Yes. Good job. Hell yeah. Then there's links to Sose Clothing Company. So of course, you know, we got some pretty cool shirts and hats and stuff from there. And then type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire purchase. Because of course, who doesn't like discounted shit? Because I know I do. Mm-hmm. What else? Sose Clothing. Then there's Beard Octane. You know, make your beard look all nice and shit. Because of course, you know, you want to be somewhere presentable to the peoples. So check out Beard Octane. We got some.
You want your beard to look luxurious.
Yeah, exactly. You got want it to look nice. So nice and fuzzy. So check out Beard Octane for your balms, butters, oils, and your essentials for it to make it look all nice and stuff, whether it's tools or anything pretty much that you can think about. For a discount price, you can check out type in ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. Because, of course, why the fuck not? Like I said, we like discounts. So, ICG10 for 10% off Beard Octane. Then the other place, the CBDMD for some CBD goodness. Because, of course, you know, we always need something to make us relax. You know, sometimes trolls need to relax too. So, why not, right? We all need to relax just a little bit.
We all need relaxing.
Yeah, so get some CBD stuff, something to get you down, make you feel chills and shit. Because of course, you know, I think I might take some CBD before I go to bed today. But
nice.
But yeah, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be good. Got some good shit over there. So check out all the links to the places, whether it's CBDMD or Amazon or all the places like I just mentioned. So go check all those places out. And then you can listen to the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcast, and on motherfucking Spotify. And if you're on Spotify, like I've mentioned before, you can like the fucking show. Give us a fucking star rating. Go over there. Give us a rating over there on Spotify.
Hopefully not just a single star. Hopefully you like us more than just a single
star. Even if it is just a single star, it's better than no stars. We've been doing the show for a long fucking time, and we didn't fucking know we had the fucking star rating over there. So go check that shit out. Go do that. Then you can find us on the fucking socials. You can find us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks. On Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, on the Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you, Senor Bri?
You can find me happy that I got my voice back just in time for podcasting.
Yay.
Yay! You can find me rocking my Good Mythical Morning t-shirt that I found in my laundry.
Oh, nice.
Which is a great fucking podcast to check out. Mm-hmm. You know, guys like us that started out doing this and now they're huge.
Of course.
So, and also you can find me sliding in and out of this chair multiple times tonight, as usual.
Nice.
Yeah. But of course, you can always check me out on Instagram and Twitter at Bri2J Presents. God, I love saying that all as one.
I know, isn't it so much more relaxing?
Rolls right off the tongue.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And in fact, I'll say it again. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, both at Bri2J Presents.
Two times.
Sounds good.
It does.
Check out Bri2JPresents.com. I actually just posted a blog today. Yay! Yep. New blog stuff.
Go check it out, dude.
Got out of my lazy mindset.
Good.
Back to writing.
you couldn't talk, so you wrote it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I should have named it This Is Why I'm Horse.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like a good band name, too.
Yeah, exactly. But check out the latest blog, which is titled We Are Huge Rock Stars, a little band... No, a little band called Fozzy and their quest for gold. Nice. That title came to me this morning. I'm like, yep, that's it. That's the one.
It's a long title, but it's a fitting title.
But it's worth it. But also that long title was also the same title as the title for the original blog, which is linked onto that article there. Nice. Check out YouTube. Go to BrightGJ Presents. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Hit the notification bell thingy. I will be back with videos very, very soon. Probably this week. Nice. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got. I don't want to scream anymore because I'm afraid I'll get hoarse again.
Yeah. You need to calm down. You need to simmer down now.
Oh, actually, one last thing. I want to shout out to my buddy's brother YouTube channel, Horror365.
Okay.
Sorry, they're actually called Horrorheads365.
Nice.
And they're going to be at an event Friday the 13th at Minicon in Blairstown, New Jersey.
Nice.
So check that stuff out if you're into the horrors like we are.
Nice. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so... So Horrorheads365.
Nice. Yes, go check them out. You can also yeah, I wanted to give somebody else a shout out too. Somebody that's been on the show before previously, Viva Foxy, who was on the show with her husband, Damien Dragon, a while back. That we did a second episode with them somewhat recently, within like last year or so. But she's making her wrestling return as a manager in indie wrestlings, so go check her out. Say this weekend, by the time this episode comes out, she'll have already done it or whatever, but it's gonna be indie wrestling in New Jersey, so go check her out. Tell her we said what's up. So Viva Foxy, check her, find her on the Instagram and the Twitter and stuff. So she's really dope. She's really awesome. She's literally just like us too. It's like, it's fucking dope. It's fucking cool. Then you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters as well. At Mr. Jackal, MISTRJACKAL. And if it ain't hear me, it's MISTRJACKAL. And that about wraps it up for this week. I appreciate you guys for being here. We both appreciate you guys for listening.
Absolutely.
You guys make the show. Like, yeah, we produce it, we bring you what it is, but we can't have a show without you. So we appreciate you guys.
And shout out to our trolls while coming back for tonight.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. they weren't as bad as they were before.
No.
But one of them, the same person that basically did the Road Dog thing, it was very much like, oh yeah, Dr. Martin Luther Cream Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but
yeah,
that's pretty interesting. Yeah. but yeah, like I said, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you guys. Even if you're a troll, we appreciate you. Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.